Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We continue to cover the story around SAPS Commissioner that has accused the police minister of derailing a probe into political killings. KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has alleged that senior figures, including Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu, has undermined investigations into political killings and organized crime. Now, this took place on Sunday. It clearly caused a massive ripple effect. The question is, what happens now? Kenneth Mokgatle is a political analyst, a researcher. He joins us this morning. Kenneth, thank you for doing so. I hope that you are well. How significant are these allegations?
Good morning, Howard, and to the listeners of IFM. Thanks for having me. These allegations are of essence, and also the timing. It happens when the president is attending his BRICS summit. I would say that the chickens have come home to roost. This comes to confirm all the allegations that have been made by the public. We know even the surveys from different research institutes throughout the years have been confirming that people are continuously losing confidence in all the law enforcement agencies, especially the SAPS. It has been compromised not only under Cyril Ramaphosa, but it only became worse. We know that during Thabo Mbeki, it was weaponized to fight factional battles within the ANC, and then it also became worse under Zuma, and then now it is becoming worse where South African government is captured now by the drug cartel or drug mafias, all agencies we've had, that including also the judiciary. So it means that the government is run by the drug cartel. So these revelations by General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi were very crucial to confirm all these allegations that have been made by different people who have at times been discredited. People like the chairperson of RAF at the moment, but he only made it because it was convenient for him. All this other time, he has been quiet about the corruption that has been taking place at the road accident fund. And many of them do this. So when they are politically attacked, that's the time they come into the public and start complaining about the rot that is happening in various governmental departments or agencies where they are working. So Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi is doing the same. So he has exhausted all available avenues. We know that on the 25th of March, he was in Parliament before a portfolio committee, and he made the similar remarks. But he's now frustrated because nothing happened. It has been 3 months or 4 months, and the person who was accused, the minister, is still the minister of police, who is very compromised.
So why is everybody shocked? If he had really brought this to Parliament and made these allegations, why the shock and horror?
I wouldn't know. Maybe we would say many people don't follow what is going on in Parliament. They only watch when there are theatrics by the EFF. But these are not new revelations. It has been made, for example, the fact that Brown Mokgotsi, one individual from the Northwest, is a close ally of the minister, including also the imprisoned tender premier who gets tenders from SAPS, Kat Matlala. That link was made even in Parliament. General Mkhwanazi told the Parliament or members of Parliament. That is why he's now frustrated and saying there are also members of Parliament who are also compromised, and they are included in this chain of corruption. This is the action of a frustrated man who does not know where to go, because even the president of this country is also compromised. He's compromised because the same people who are heading this law enforcement agencies are the ones who protected him during the Palapala saga. So he owes them. So that is why we want to see if there will be any action coming from him when he comes back. But many people are saying that he needs to be given around 48 hours to see if there's going to be any action, or we are going to be told that there's going to be an establishment of inquiry, which is only going to waste money from the taxpayers without any resolve.
So what are his options?
Consequence.
What are his options, the president?
The president should not suspend. He should do the same thing that he did last week by reshuffling his cabinet and removing the deputy minister who was alleged to have disrespected the president. So he should do the same this week to show that he is impartial and objective. He must reshuffle his cabinet and remove eternally the Minister of Police, Senzo Mkunu, and then place somebody there who has got credibility and who will try to restore the reputation of the SAPS. I don't think Shadrack Sibiya was even supposed to be let or allowed to continue with his duties, because this is a compromised person who is alleged to enable this rot and corruption in the SAPS. But as we are speaking, he's still occupying that highest office, so he should be removed too, and somebody else who has got credibility and patriotism should be placed in that position. So we want to see if the president will do the same. He has got all the powers to do that, and nobody else but him. But as I said, that he also has received or is the beneficiary of the political protection from Senzo Mkunu, Fanny Masemola, General Sibiya, and many others in the SAPS who have protected him over the Palapala saga. So we want to see if he's going to be impartial and act as a patriot.
What happens if he comes back, and I would fully expect him to announce a commission of inquiry, because this is going to, and you know, as you say, spend a lot of money, talk a lot, waste a lot of time, and hopefully bury the whole thing. We've seen the movie before. What happens if he does that? What's likely to flow from that?
It is possible. So when you read the public atmosphere, you'll realize you've had the sentiments from the ANC Youth League leader Colin Malachi, and then you also had the rebuke or the remarks of the Secretary General once he had the sentiments from, or the allegations from, General Mkhwanazi. And they then changed their tunes a day after, realizing that General Mkhwanazi was receiving a lot of public support. So this is a predicament for President Cyril Ramaphosa, who was likely to suspend General Mkhwanazi or try to persuade those who are responsible, like your national commissioner, to take actions against General Mkhwanazi. So nothing is going to happen. He's now found in between a hard rock, and he's facing a serious predicament. So he's not going to do anything against General Mkhwanazi, because the public would then retaliate against him. We could see possible instability around the country. So he's very smart, Ramaphosa. He might come up with an independent inquiry to try and probe further these allegations that General has made, and for us to forget about all these allegations that have been made. But now the ball is in his court. People are waiting to see his next action, and his next action will also determine a support for or not support for his own political party. Remember, next year we are going to elections. So people are aware of the ANC's rot and corruption, and they've been aware in the past. And the reasons why they are no longer participating in elections is because because of the confidence that they have lost from the ANC and its personnel. So this will be a confirmation. This is one of the biggest scandal in the ANC. It could be compared to the arms deal because we are talking about the drug mafias having captured the entire country. So even the public, people have got the experience. If they don't have experience, they know somebody who have got an experience of not getting service either from the SAPS, not getting what they wanted from the judiciary. So every person, every other person in South Africa does relate with what General Mkhwanazi was saying. This is not new. This was just confirmation coming from the highest office in KZN.
But yet now so it's ANC, impossible to ignore. And that's what this is about.
Yeah, it's impossible to ignore. They will have to do something if they also want to restore some confidence back into the ANC. Absolutely. But the ball is in the court of Cyril Ramaphosa. But remember, as I said, he's very limited and he can't really do a lot of things against the people who protected him. So we'll see what kind
what
of
happens.
Action he's likely to do. But he's likely to place Senzo Mkunu on a leave or suspend him and then return him back when the dust has settled.
Let's see what happens. Kenneth Mokgatle, as always, and a political analyst researcher, bringing us a very clear perspective of this bombshell announcement that took place on Sunday.